We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for a special presentation.
It's alive! I can't fucking believe it! It's alive! All I did was stitch a bunch of dead bodies together and hook a car battery up to it. And it's alive! This is crazy! I'm shocked! Seriously, can you believe it? It's actually alive! Because I can't! And I'm the one who did it! God damn it, this is great! It's like I took a bunch of old 80s Beatles and laid them out in front of my porch and put a fucking car together. This is amazing! It's making noises! And I can punch it in the dick and call it all the names my dad used to! It's alive! Seriously! I'm gonna show all of my friends this guy's wang and make it move and dance! I'm gonna make him mouth things to the fucking broads at the bar, and I'm gonna make them eat me. I'm gonna teach it ninja skills, because it's alive! And it's gonna be Asian now, because I've got these staples. We're gonna go to the zoo and feed the monkeys. Watch all the little monkeys spank it, and he's gonna make noises at it. And when I set him on fire, you can literally smell the rabies leave his body. Oh my god, it's alive! I'm gonna send this thing into the sewer so it can eat all the raccoons. It's alive! Don't you see how incredible this is? I can suck on his toes and he can't say no. Because I'm his master. I wield his fate. I will wake up every morning and it will feed me delicious brunches. He'll come to me late at night and scream about all the delicious strange he got. And I'm gonna yell at him, it's not strange if you just go to a truck stop and start feeding roofies to the fat ones. It's alive! I'm gonna send this guy on a killing spree so I can watch a manhunt on TV. And then I'll just make another one and send him to the next county over and confuse the shit out of the cops. I'm gonna make 1,000 of them so I can have my own cult worshippers. None of you understand my power, my greatness, but they do. These are my sons, my children. I will leave them to generations, and they will worship me like a god. I'm gonna pack 30 of these little faggots into an 18-wheeler, and we're gonna go to the ICP concert so that they can find some friends. It's alive! Are you down with the clowns? Juggalos for life, Hatchet Man! It's alive! It's so fucking alive! If I hadn't sewn socks into his anus, I would be fucking this thing right now! Holy shit, I got buffalo boners for days! We're gonna get together and pretend it's epic mealtime, and I'm gonna be a sauce boss! It's alive! I'm going to sew 30 dicks to it, and I'm going to call it my Bankai!
You are listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's fucking spooky month!
Did you hear him forget the name of the show there? Did you hear that?
I'm expecting it to move along.
There's no problem because he likes to go off script.
He's dramatic.
So I think I want to bet.
Did you?
Yeah.
What bet did you win? Now let me ask you a question and be honest.
Every time I was here in October, I was here by the time that we said welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Now, Travis,
I was the one on Drunk Side too, if I remember correctly.
Do you remember when you first started on the show?
No, not really.
It wasn't that long ago. But if you remember, like when you first started on the show, I think Drunk felt kind of threatened. And for like the first 4 or 5 weeks after you started on the show, Drunk was on time every week.
Every single time.
Until we brought it up, really. And then he stopped coming. I think that Drunk is... When Drunk is motivated to come on time...
It's,
like, if there's, like...
It has nothing to do with it, man.
If there's some kind of, you know, positive reinforcement in it for him, then he gets here on time.
Is that... Do you think that's true?
See, I mean, that's the first thing he brought up, is, you know, oh, he won.
Well, no, I said that at the last podcast we did in September, I told you I'd be on time every podcast this month.
Didn't you not come one weekend?
I did.
So that doesn't count as coming.
And that's
on
why
time.
I said all the ones I was at in October to start the show.
So, like, being absent to one counts?
Correct.
No, incorrect.
I was never going to come.
Being absent to a show doesn't constitute being on time for it.
No, that doesn't count against him. He meant every show that he was going to show up for, he'd be on time.
I think that's a bullshit loophole.
I guess we'd have to replay the audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. We are so pleased to have people in our chat room this week because
absolutely.
We plan to just bring it this week. We have so much to get to.
It's here. We got it. It's the end of spooky month.
It's the end of spooky month, and I mean we are going out with a bang this month.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I think we need more themed months. Travis, what can November be?
I would certainly think that it would be Indian Massacre Month.
We're just going to massacre Indians every week?
Well, I mean, I think we should bring it up, like the plight of the American Indian in history. You know, we talk about Thanksgiving and how we say the Pilgrims are such good people, but I think that if you look at history, that the American Indian was kind of slighted on the whole deal, and it wasn't just a coming together of friendship, you know? You think that'd be good content?
No.
No.
I think we could come up with something way more fun than that, like bunnies or something, or cat month.
We could do, like, hand turkey month. You know, like you used to trace your hand and make turkeys out of them? No?
I mean, you know, I gotta get something off my... I'm kind of upset. And first of all, 309-740-1430 if you would like to call in. If you have any spirits that you would like Drunk to contact, we do have our Ouija board out and ready to go.
Do you really?
Medium Drunk is here to contact any spirits that you may need, you know, from the other side.
You guys got to be careful with that. You ever see that Tawny Katane movie, Witchboard, from the 80s? That shit didn't work out for her at all.
I don't watch movies.
How many people do you have to successfully work a Ouija board? Like, can me and you do a Ouija board?
I think it's three.
Well, the lore is supposed to be you need at least two people, and you should never do it by yourself.
Well, you can't do it by yourself. Then you just be like, yep. Contacted a ghost. Hey, ghost, am I going to get laid tonight? Yep.
That's when you're conjuring. That's when the spirits really come. That's when they try to take hold of your body. They try to possess you is when you use that Ouija board by yourself.
Huh.
It's all in that documentary, Witchboard, starring Tawny Katane.
Well, I mean, do you want to hear what all we have coming up?
Absolutely.
I do.
I wanted to hear what you had to get off your chest, but...
The zombie romantic comedy... sitcom,
nice.
Done. Premiering.
I've been
tonight.
Looking forward to that for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's. We're really excited. Well, I am. I mean, I'm sure. I sent it to Travis last night, and
I'm over the moon.
I, you know, when I sent it to Travis last night, I was expecting like to wake up this morning and like, you know, have like, wow, it turned out really good. Nothing.
I didn't listen to it.
No, didn't even listen to it. Didn't even give a shit. But yeah, to get it off my goddamn chest here. So I'm in the Titus the Noncast chat room last week.
Okay.
Right? And I mean, this goes way farther than that, but this is the straw that broke the goddamn camel's back.
Okay.
Right? And, Titus was talking about the Dave Grohl HBO series Sonic Highways.
Okay.
I watched it. It was fun. It was all about Chicago music. It kind of irritated me that he didn't even bring up the Smashing Pumpkins. You would think that a peer, you know, at the level of the Smashing Pumpkins when he was coming up, the Smashing Pumpkins were also coming up. You'd think that he'd, like, you know, throw him a bone considering all the acts that he mentioned in some way or another. I mean,
sure.
Ministry and Kanye West didn't even mention the Pumpkins.
There's probably beef or something, you know?
Beef, you think?
Yeah, beef between the two.
So anyway, he's talking about this Sonic Highways, and he's bringing all this shit up, and he goes, you know, oh, hey, Mike, did you guys talk about Sonic Highways on WFOD? And I was like, no, we didn't mention it. He goes, oh, because I would love to hear what Travis thought of it. Why? Why, Rick? What conversation have you ever had with Travis that would think that he would... Travis, are you even a fan of the Foo Fighters?
I do like the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever, like, you know, sent out, like, oh, guys, I'm a big Foo Fighters fan. I mean, something that's known about you?
I might have talked about it on the previous show that I did.
Well, there
maybe.
You go.
Maybe.
But he don't remember.
I talk with Rick about music all the time. I listen to his show. I enjoy it. But we got to hear what Travis thinks. We were in our little Facebook group talking a couple weeks ago, and Shannon was complaining that she didn't know what to do on her show. And she's like, oh, guys, what should I do? I wrote this big, long thing. You know, I gave her this great idea, and she goes, oh, my God. We should do that. We should get Travis on the show to do this bit that you just came up with.
Yeah. Are you getting jealous of Travis?
I don't know what all the fuss is about.
Yeah.
me neither.
Now you know how I felt the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Minutes.
Let's be modest, Travis. Oh, I don't have no idea why all these people are so interested in what I have to say.
Is it because I'm the man of 1,000 voices that sound the same?
Sick of this shit.
All right, so other than the rom-com, what else we got?
Travis Hulse and the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Yeah. That's the name of the new show?
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks starring Travis Hulse.
Yeah.
I thought I was presenting the show. Travis Hulse presents the Wheelbarrow.
Oh, whatever you want, buddy. Put it in your fucking rider.
I only want green M&Ms from now on, too.
Do we have the winner of the Flat Drunk competition?
Flat Drunk, we are going to keep going until Halloween because, you know, it's a month-long contest. So we don't want to cut it off a week early. So you
found some more cool shit.
Halloween ends on Friday. So how are we going to decide the winner on a Friday?
Well, we'll just do it next week. But you have until the 31st to get your entries in. I got one in the email a little bit before the show started. It was just great. Might be the winner.
I found some more cool shit, the stuff in the box, too.
In your spooky box?
In this Travis's spooky Halloween trick-or-treat box.
Not a ton of entries, guys. So if you really blow our skirts up, you'll probably be the winner of the Travis spooky box.
You can sweep right in at the last minute and take this... Awesome. I mean,
there's some entries. There is.
Did we decide
how
we're going to decide?
How we're going to decide?
Yeah.
I think we're just going to scroll through them, and we're just going to come up with a
five-person consensus.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the I got one in the email that was in like a medical examiner's office or something.
Hmm. Nice.
It was pretty good. It's going to be tough to beat.
I like it.
You like it? You're getting around, Drunk. You're getting around.
I'm all over the place.
I saw, is that the nation's capital?
Yeah. Yeah, there was one at the nation's capital. I saw Drunk at a chicken restaurant at a guitar center. He was in Shannon's pocket. So there's lots of Flat Drunks out there.
Needs to be more.
Yet that we are doing Napier Sexy Storytime for the ladies tonight.
Oh, who's all here for the show tonight?
Without Napier?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did I mention that? Did I bring it up yet?
I think we brought it up at the top.
See, because, I mean, we planned it all week, so what are we going to do? Not do it, guys? No, we're going to do Napier sexy, because that's what we plan to do. It'll just be considerably less sexy.
but more on script.
Right.
Perhaps.
We're just going to plow through it.
Maybe.
Actually, also, later on in the show...
Because Napier does go off in tangents in the middle of these.
Right, right. Later on in the show, We're going to talk to the fellas from the Chris Break Show too, because
oh, I like those guys.
They have a show coming up this Thursday that is relevant to us.
Nice.
In an interesting way.
Well, and you know what? You chose a short story here too. I kind of like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
You don't like to get bogged down with.
Well, no. Usually it's like 50 pages, and I'm just like, Mike, we're never going to get through this.
We always do, though.
Yeah, we find a way. Except like a quarter of the way through it, you're just fucking going through everybody's piles, fucking throwing papers all over the place, or we're just going to skip to here.
So what's new with you, Travis?
Not much. I've been sorting through all of those comic books that I purchased.
Find any good ones?
Yeah, actually, I got a stack of them that should totally pay for everything that I spent, so that's good. There was some weird film on some of them. I was going through, you're familiar with X-Man? You remember X-Man?
That's when Cable was somebody
else. The young guy. Yeah, yep.
Right.
So I was sorting through those, actually, before the show, and there was, like, some weird, like, oily film on the backer board, or not the backer boards, but the bags. So I had to pitch all those. I don't know what the fuck it was, but...
Mystery liquid on your Craigslist purchase?
Yeah, just it's like oil. It was like consistency of like baby oil, but like really thin. So it was kind of disgusting. But also because of that comic book purchase that I made a couple of weeks ago that I'm not even done sorting through, I have been scouring Craigslist like a motherfucker looking for more of them so I can get that high that I got when I first looked through this collection.
So you got a mention on the Lotus Cast. That's another thing. The Lotus Cast is really fascinated with your stories. I think they're shocked when you tell stories that involve you spending a great deal of money on silly things.
Like the Flashback Weekend talk that I've heard them do. I'm right, like way behind
yeah,
on the show.
Yeah, they were. Matt was really excited about you meeting a guy from Craigslist to buy a bunch of comic books. They all think you're a madman. So.
Well, they'll be excited to know that I'm in talks with a husband and wife duo to buy 12 more long boxes of comic books from Craigslist.
That sounds expensive.
Well, the ones I bought was 7 long boxes, but this is, yes, for now, considerably more expensive in theory. So, but we'll see. They're sending me a list and some pictures, so I'll see if I am going to pull the trigger on it.
Stay tuned.
So when you get 12 long boxes of comic books, how many of them are duplicates of what you already have?
Well, like I said, I've only probably gone through a box and a half of the 7 boxes, and so far I have a half of a short box, which is about 75 books that I already have.
Jesus.
And which then he just resells those.
I'll resell those. Like, I have a stack of Deadpool comic books right now. I don't know, there's like 40-ish, maybe, and I looked at a comparable sale on eBay, and the guy got like $260 for him, so it might pay for the whole works.
And you know what? You can call Travis an asshole for going and buying a bunch of comic books all you want, but he told me the other day that he sold a Pepsi Blue on eBay for like $30. I want to talk to that guy. I want to talk to that madman. How much did he pay for it?
$32 plus $6 shipping.
Pepsi okay, why Blue. Did you have a Pepsi Blue in your house?
Well, I have, I think, 6 bottles of Pepsi Blue because it got canceled and it was a limited thing. And I'm like, Crystal Pepsi a couple of years ago was going for like $50 a bottle because it was like the biggest flop in soda history. And I'm like,
Crystal Pepsi. I did too.
I liked Crystal Pepsi too. I was in middle school. It was delicious.
Right.
But I knew like Pepsi Blue came out and they like pushed it super hard. And then they pushed to put a bunch of money into marketing and then it flopped and you never saw it again. So I held on to like 6 bottles of that, and I figured this is going to be the next Crystal Pepsi, and it certainly is.
There's actually a mark. There's people out there that are like, oh my god, I got to get my hands on this Pepsi Blue. I loved it so much.
They are because I've been holding on to it for this long, and I've been looking at eBay like sold things, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and for a while it was going for like $12 a bottle, $15 a bottle,
still
and finally
a
I looked
score.
Last. Yeah, oh yeah, and it was last week I was looking, and it was the last one that I saw was like $27 for a bottle, and I was like, you know what, now's the time to pull the trigger on this, and I started it at a $20 auction, And last minute, it went all the way up to $32 plus shipping. So I'm going to sell all six of these fuckers and make $200 on six bottles of Pepsi Blue.
Do you think that, like, our mind tells us that we really liked something? Because obviously, not everyone... Because anytime anybody brings up Crystal Pepsi, everyone says, oh, I loved Crystal Pepsi. But obviously, that many people couldn't have liked Crystal Pepsi, or else there'd still be Crystal Pepsi.
I think the adults didn't like it.
Yeah, the children loved it. And I think that's where you're going to get a resurgence of the Pepsi Blue in about 5+ years,
yeah,
where the kids were like, I love that shit.
I don't remember the Pepsi Blue.
Like, I've never liked Mountain Dew. Never. In my entire life have I ever liked Mountain Dew. Like, every year and a half, I buy a Mountain Dew.
And it's delicious.
And I still don't like it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I didn't give Mountain Dew a fair shake.
Sure.
And I get a Mountain Dew, still sucks. Don't like it.
So, Travis, were you on the Surge auction a couple weeks back?
No, I was not on the Surge auction.
Yeah? You saw that, right?
I didn't. What was the deal?
So, for a limited time, Coca-Cola was selling cases of Surge on Amazon.
On Amazon. I did see that.
16-ounce cans.
Yeah, it was like $12 for a six-pack.
It was something crazy.
It was outrageous.
What? They wanted $12 for a six-pack of Surge?
It was outrageous.
No, they were 16-ounce cans, and I think it was a 12-pack, and it was like $20-something bucks. But anyway, a couple weeks after that, they were going like crazy on eBay.
But as much press and as much shit as people made over that on Amazon, they're probably just going to end up in stores.
Well, they said they were bringing it back. In the original press release for Surge, they said, we're making it available on Amazon for a limited time, and if the feedback is good enough, we will probably start distributing it widespread again.
Right, and it sold out in like an hour and a half.
Fucking idiots are paying a lot of money.
So now shit, all you assholes buying it on eBay, just wait a while. Yeah. Do you need a fucking Surge that bad?
But Surge was delicious.
Yeah, Surge was good. And when it's in stores, I'll probably buy some.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend $30 on a goddamn soda. Go fuck yourself. A Pepsi, a six-year-old Pepsi Blue.
No.
Probably tastes like dog shit.
It's 11 years old.
An 11-year-old soda?
It's from 2003.
Shouldn't that kill you?
I put a disclaimer in my auction that said, do not drink this. This is for collectible purposes only.
Why would you collect a soda, Travis?
That's why people are buying this shit. They're buying
those people are assholes.
To display.
Well, the person that I paid $32 for was like, oh my God, I'm going to get so much money in 10 years.
So that person's going to hold on to it until it's a $60.
Right, exactly.
Everybody's just flipping the same nasty-ass old soda.
Well, it's funny, too, is
Travis
is
cashing out now, right, when really he could put it in the basement and revisit it in 10 years when it's like a fucking, oh, God.
A classic? Nostalgia?
Fuck all of you weird-ass people.
It's probably, it's going to be like an alcohol. If you drink it right now, you'll probably get drunk.
Fermented and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have six bottles of that. And here's a teaser for anybody who happens to be on eBay that likes to look at my auctions.
Yeah.
I also have the first version of Pitch Black. I have two bottles of that ready to go, too.
Mountain Dew Pitch Black?
Absolutely.
I tried that. It was gross.
It's terrible.
I did not try that.
It's not good.
Is a bottle of Pepsi Blue coming in the spooky pack?
No.
Wow, you know, that's a high-dollar item.
Yeah, I'm selling that shit on eBay. It's probably paid for some of the stuff that's going to be in the spooky pack, you know what I mean?
Travis just goes and fills his cart with bullshit that he's then going to just hold on to and eventually flip. Like, Travis goes to Target, and every time he goes down the toy aisle just to see what will be worth something in 10 years.
Right. Ooh, I'm getting this G.I. Joe.
Nope. Anything Deadpool. Grab a Deadpool, guys. I did just sign up, and the only reason I did was because I figured I could flip it at some point. As you remember, I signed up for Loot Crate, and then I got pissed because they auto-renewed. NerdBlock is another one of those subscription services. I signed up for
Travis
that.
Sounds like a Transformer.
I know. He's like Bumblebee.
Travis, you sound like a Transformer, buddy.
These things are going crazy.
So maybe we should do just a he do a sound check while we play the rom-com? Give the people what they want?
The Zom-rom-com.
There you go, Zom-rom-com.
Which you're the star of.
Apparently.
So, yeah, kudos. I mean, usually for things like this, I would use, you know, our go-to.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you got Babe Ruth on your roster.
Right, I'm like Bob Saget on the show.
Right, right. I mean, when you got Babe Ruth on your goddamn roster.
Absolutely.
You don't throw the, you know, the fifth right. and sixth batting guys, you know, much praise. Exactly. But I thought, you know what? Let's throw Drunk one here. Mm-hmm. See how he does. I think he did pretty good, Drunk. I'll let the people judge. But I don't know.
Can I be your Lou Gehrig?
Drunk, I see big things for you. And with Napier not here, this is your time to shine.
Yeah?
Do you have anything that you know, want to get out there?
No, I'm pretty sure you're pretty accurate last week about how my Freddy Krueger voice would be a lot like my
Were you working on it?
Voice. A little bit, I mean.
You, like, go to the bathroom and look in
no,
the mirror?
No, didn't do that.
Like, you're Freddy Krueger, motherfucker. You're going to nail this.
Well, I mean, I've never seen A Nightmare in Elm Street, so.
Oh, that would be a problem. Is Travis there?
Hello.
Are you still transformering?
Like, bring me Megatron.
He sounds a little bit better.
No.
But that's just his voice.
So, guys, we have the Zom-rom-com sitcom has a theme song, and Dan from the Furnacast and his buddy Joe Barbuto, they made a theme song for it, and I think it turned out great, and so thank you very much to them for doing it, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hell yeah.
So we'll be back in like 5 minutes. Yeah, thanks for being here.
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. Our kids were the same, just a shambling mess, only grunting and moaning and eating live flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. I love our dead kids, and I did love you too. But if romance is dead, then I want to die too.
Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
Honey, I'm home. I smell something cooking. Is it almost ready? What are we having? Let me guess. Brains again. You know, dear, I go out and work all day, and sometimes I just want to come home to a nice steak or something. I know I'm the minority, but I feel as the breadwinner of the house, I'm the one bringing home the bacon. Maybe every now and again we can have some bacon.
Hey, Mr. P.
Oh, sure, Dunkelman. Let yourself in.
Is Kelly home?
Yes, Dunkelman. Kelly is always home.
I was wondering if maybe it'd be all right if me and her just, like, watched a movie together sometime. I just got this awesome Japanese anime on Blu-ray in the mail that I think she'd really like.
Dunkelman. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Kelly's not interested in cartoons. She wants to rip you apart and eat your organs.
You mean, you really think she'd touch me?
Get out of here, you blockhead.
Romance is Dead. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Well, Pam, which way are you going? Left or right?
Right.
It's too bad.
Why?
Well, because it was a 50-50 shot on whether you'd be going left or right. You see, we're both going left. could have just as easily been going left, too. And if that was the case, it would have been a while before you started getting scared. But since you're going the other way, I'm afraid you're going to have to start getting scared immediately.
Everyone, to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by Drunk and Travis. You know, a couple years back, we decided that we not only wanted to be, you know, the best podcasters on earth.
Absolutely.
Done. Already done.
But we also wanted to share with the world our gift of dramatic reading.
Yes.
And so, what happened initially for our new listeners who don't know the full history of Napier's Sexy Storytime was I received sexy stories from a lady that I was internet friends with on from Arizona. This was in the AOL days.
Yes.
We used to have cyber sex, and mm-hmm. I'd jack while she, you know, told me what she was doing to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
She said, you know, hey, I'm blowing you right now. I was like, oh, that's hot. You're totally blowing me right now. But yeah. She wasn't. She wasn't blowing me. I was jacking off, mm-hmm. reading words.
Exactly.
So then she started, you know, writing me letters, sexy letters, you know, so that, you know, she didn't have to tell me what she was doing to me right then while I jacked. And I could, like, yeah. take the letters to the bathroom with me and stuff. So Napier read this in, like, his sexy lady voice.
You should post that.
And it was tantalizing. It was tantalizing. But I only had one letter that I could find. And so, I mean, like, to continue on the bit, we began finding sexy stories around the internet
mm-hmm.
that Napier could then read and wet the chairs of the masses.
Exactly.
And so here we are today to do Napier's Sexy Storytime for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gay sex in the...
One of our signature bits. And no Napier. I mean, we're closing out Spooky Month.
Right.
So tonight we are doing I'm Dating Freddy Krueger by Mr. Five. It is a...
And let me tell you, I don't think Mr. Five is English.
No, I think Mr. Five is English. I just think Mr. Five is like 13.
Gotcha. Because the grammar is not very good.
Yeah. But yeah, this is erotic Nightmare on Elm Street fan fiction. Since it was designed for four parts, and we only have three people here, Soundboard J from the Squarehead Kids will take the part of the part that I was going to play.
Yeah.
Which is the protagonist's father. Travis will play the part of John, the sexually confused young man, in a terrible situation. The poor guy in an awful situation. And Drunk will play the part of Freddy Krueger. Now, Travis.
Yes, sir.
You're a big Freddy Krueger fan.
Yes, I am.
So, I mean, like, you will be a harsh critic of Drunk's performance.
Of course I will. How do you want me to rate it? Like, 1
through 10? I've never
seen
the movie, so. Or any of the movies, I guess I should say.
What?
Never seen a single one of them. I own one, and it's still in the plastic.
You bought one, like, in a $5
bin? No, I won it as a prize.
What kind of prize is a Nightmare on Elm Street movie? Like, how did that come up in a prize closet?
I believe I had the sexiest costume of the night, so that was
what was your sexy costume winner, and who lost to you?
Oh, a bunch of people. There's a good 40 people at this party.
What was your sexy costume?
So a couple years back, WTF Spaghetti on the Twitters got married, and we have a friend who's gay, and he brought his, at the time, boyfriend, and he was wearing a woman's coat. Well, this wedding just so happened to be the month before Halloween, and when I was looking in the thrift store of what I was going to be, I basically saw this exact same coat. So I went as a caricature of my buddy's date that night.
So you went as his date, but you weren't really his date.
Correct.
So you were a fake date.
I was just that
person. Describe your outfit to me.
So I had a white woman's blazer, some very tight purple skinny corduroy jeans, this shirt that was just nonsense. It had like moons and flowers and whatnot all over it, and I had a wig.
Well, like a big wig?
I mean...
Are there pictures of this?
Yeah, I'm sure I could dig pictures of that up somewhere.
You still haven't brought me the mascot picture.
Yeah, but that picture's a little easier for me to get, so...
The sexy costume picture?
Yes.
Okay. Travis, did you know that Drunk was his high school mascot?
No.
He was a star. He was a big star.
I was a star.
He danced at football games as a big star.
Yep.
How come you never went pro?
Well, you know, I can't do the backflips and whatnot, so...
Oh.
You could probably be a baseball mascot. They're just kind of fat.
Yeah.
They're just kind of...
Probably.
You could be like one of the Brewers sausages.
But I couldn't be like Rampage, that's for sure. Rampage is way too fit.
You could be like the Brewers guy, the chorizo, the sausage.
All right, anyway.
So, I mean, are you guys truly prepared? I hope that we can do this justice without Napier.
I thought, aren't we waiting for another guy? Or
no, we have Soundboard J to read the lines. And
gotcha.
So, your job... Drunk.
I have to click on Soundboard J.
Your job is to click on Sound... No, that's the mouse. No, no.
This one here.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Your job is, when you see the lines come up, to click the button that
He's
says
orange
one
on mine or pink?
And two and three. He has three lines. You can do this. We're just going to blow people away with our professionalism.
I wish I had three lines.
No, Travis, you have a lot of lines, because you're the star.
So I'm... Gotcha.
I thought Drunk was the star.
Drunk...
No, I was the star of the Zom rom-com.
No, Travis, you know, it's like a... You know, Drunk's like the character actor that, like, you recognize.
Oh,
and, like, you
okay.
know, he's in a lot of
and,
stuff.
And to go back for a second, it wasn't a costume contest. It was just a get-together with a bunch of friends that just so happened to have prizes for winners.
Oh, are you talking to the chat room?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is like starring Travis Hulse, starring Mike, starring Jay, and Drunk.
as drunk is like the William Shatner in Boston Legal. He gets the and.
Like
and the as.
You know that Wanted or the Outlaws movie, the one with Tom Hardy and Shia LaBeouf.
Oh yeah, I like that movie.
But
he gets beat up with a bar. You know
that the Guy Pearce. I mean, he had the best character in that movie. He played
a
weirdo,
cocksucker,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, but he, I mean, he wasn't the star of the movie. He wasn't the second star of the movie, but he had the best part. That's drunk.
Perfect.
Right?
So if he wants to be Guy Pearce, I have to hate him.
Right.
All right.
I'm so excited, guys.
John Nates had just turned 18 that day, on the sixth hour of the sixth day of the fifth month, since his mother born him prematurely. He had just finished taking out the trash to the curb as he robbed a newly made bruise on his face. Looking back, he dared not go back inside quite yet. He had just finished placing the trash bag into the trash can and was sitting on top of it, waiting for the yelling inside to stop. His mother had just finished drinking his dad's beer, and he was pissed. Every time they fought, they got mad, and when they... and when they got mad, he paid for it. Ever since Dad moved into the slums of Michigan, after losing his job, he resolved to live life as a bum of government aid funds. Drinking every day, making John's life unbearable, he was forced to drop out of high school to help bring in some money by working four jobs during the week. The weekends he was told to do the housework, which he was told he had no say in whatsoever. His money was arranged his mother to be deposited at a joint bank account, which was gone before he had a chance to save just a little.
Hold on. Let me interject right here.
Okay.
So, this is supposed to be a sexy story, right? Why are we talking about a joint bank account?
We're getting there, drunk. Okay. We're establishing characters.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Back with it.
Eventually, John gave up since it was clear he wasn't moving out with a single penny to his name. He only hoped that he could get a friend to help him, except he had none. It was rumored quite accurate, sadly, that John liked checking out the football players, that led to beatings and exclusion at most from any social interaction. John thanked God every day that his dad never found out he was gay, or he might not wake up the day after. The sun had already set then, and he felt a chill looking over his shoulder after hearing a heavy sway behind him. He looked to see a coming breeze move tree. A coming breeze move tree branch. What?
I know. It's
no, keep going. It's great.
He looked to see a coming breeze move tree branch of a dead tree behind him.
Keep going.
No, I need to wrap my head around this.
Yes,
no,
I know.
No, keep going.
When I was reading it last night, I was like, what the fuck does that say?
Don't bother.
He looked to see a coming breeze move tree branch of a dread tree behind him.
It's like a tongue twister, ain't it?
In the dull light of a half-bent lamppost, he could barely make out the tree. An outline of a couple of rundown houses in their neighborhood, and the street name. In half-fainted letters, he made out the name. Elm Street. A very common name, but it had a homely touch to it that made him feel comfortable. However, he was soothing himself, he heard a loud scream from his house.
Oh, God damn it.
You're gonna change the title.
It, It's thinking about it, I'm getting the circle of death here.
John, you little shit. Get in here right
so
now.
So sexy.
I'm sorry, Jay, can you repeat that line?
John, you little shit. Get in here right now.
John, not going to try his dad's patient, got up from his can, pun intended, and ran to the front door to his house.
No pun was intended. It says that in parentheses.
Opening the screen door, he took off his shoes and walked into the living room, careful not to step on the broken beer bottles.
Why would he take off his shoes? And then start...
Because he can't ruin the carpet.
He knows there's broken...
That just seems... Doesn't it just seem like he's asking for it?
You gotta take off your shoes so you can walk through the front door, bro.
He's gonna get kicked out. He's otherwise
it's that kind of house.
Okay, so he took off his shoes and then started dodging broken beer bottles.
Yes, but it's a no shoes house. You gotta take them
right,
off
because his dad broke the beer bottles. But his dad's rule: yes, take them off, otherwise you have to switch.
Looking up from keeping an eye on the hazardous floor, he looked right into his father's bloodshot eyes. He looked right into his father's bloodshot, which were surrounded by dark, sleepless... What the fuck?
He looked into his father's bloodshot, which were surrounded by dark, shapeless eyes.
His dad's face was red, R-E-A-D, red, with a fuming presence all around him, taking deep, heavy puffs. The strong-armed, beer-gut, grizzled man... tugged at his buzz cut, whitening brunette hair cut looking madder than hell. His mother carrying a strap in her hand, which John knew only too well as it was whipping across his back. Her hair was dyed red, R-E-A-D again. Her original John never really... Her original John never really knew, since it was a new only every other week, either way, her face... Am I crazy here, or does...
I can't believe you chose this, to be perfectly honest with you. No. When I was reading it last night, I was like, how are we going to get through this?
Me too. And I was super excited to see what Napier would have done with it.
I know. This would have been so great. He'd have been so pissed off by now.
Keep going.
The trail of thought John had was brought to immediate attention to his dad, who yelled,
"John, you little shit. I want to get in here right now."
That was the first one.
Why didn't you take out the trash?
John was confused at this question, as he had only... already done that just now.
I just did. It's...
John was cut off by his dad's crude tone.
Then why is it all over the kitchen floor?
John, confused, walked inside the kitchen to find it covered in garbage. John saw it was mostly last night's leftovers, so he figured it was done by his parents, who would blame him for their own mess. John, not wanting to argue, said,
"I'll clean it up now,"
in a humble way to avoid any further repercussion, knelt down to pick up the floor-covered garbage, but he felt a harsh whack on his back which knocked him to the ground. Then, as John sought to get up, he felt his dad's heavy foot on his back, holding him down as his mother knelt in front of his face. Then, taking a cigarette, she lit it in front of him. John shuddered, knowing what will happen next. Wait. John remembered this deja vu. It happened already. His parents beat him for a mess they made and sent him to bed. His mother burned his cheek with a cigarette, and his dad... ...
Touched him.
John tried to figure this out, But after remembering, looking at himself in the mirror, seeing the burn start... So did this happen or did this not happen? I don't understand. So it happened already.
I think we're going to find out here in the story.
But it happens again?
Or did it?
John tried to figure this out, but after remembering, looking at himself in the mirror, seeing the burn start to bubble with blood building under the skin, which scared his...
Scar.
No, that's scared. Scarred. No, that's scared.
Scar.
No, that's scared.
I know it's scared, but it's scar.
His pale, beautiful skin. His skin was scared. He remembered now he wished a hand would caress his smooth skin, then look him in his hazel eyes, then filled with tears. His hair once blonde... That's spelled wrong, too.
Dyed, yes.
Dyed.
D-I-E-D.
Dyed black. Then John looked himself over a nice slim body covered in goth-like black jeans, a studded black belt, and a plain black short-sleeve shirt. Removing his clothes, leaving only a red pair of briefs, he saw himself to be quite attractive, if not desirable. Lying in his bed in the dark of his room, he prayed, as he began to sleep, that he would get someone to love him that night in his dreams, since reality was not too kind to him. Then it was clear. He was dreaming. Taking in a breath, he simply reshaped the world around him. Now he was in a room lying face up looking at his ceiling. It was really dark out. And being a little disturbed, he turned on the lamp in his room to see a little into the dark. Lying back, he let the lamp's dim glow give him the ability to lay back and admire his decor around his room, mainly his posters of various things. Creepy, maybe, but he saw solace in their images. The image of a dead crow rotting in its own nest over its shattered eggs. The picture of Black Sabbath with a bloody background and a burned guy with a clawed glove wearing a Christmas sweater and a fedora. ... Wait a minute. John didn't remember buying that before. Standing up, he walked over to the poster, running over the poster's face. Somehow he was drawn to the face, his fingers felt around those lips. Closing his eyes, he let his fantasy work around his mind. As the picture smiled with its eyes opening wide, the poster made its arms stretch out as the claws quietly stretched out, preparing to cut the John to pieces.
The John.
The face started to emerge next, hoping to catch John. By surprise, who thought it was in his mind how the poster was taking on human feeling. Shivering then because there was cold of being so lonely, which made him compelling to seek warmth in placing his lips against the posters, seeking some kind of warmth, placing his tongue in a sour mouth. He messaged the other in his lip hold. Then sucking intensively on the other's mouth, he wrapped his arms around the poster's figure, feeling the surprisingly comfy sweater warm his exposed skin. Still in his underwear, he felt an erection grow in his underwear, getting a firm hold around the figure, still in how own world, he half-dragged the other to the bed, letting the figure lie on top of him.
There was no proofreading here, was there?
Finishing his kiss, he finally released his lip lock. Holding the other close to him, John opened his eyes. Looking upward, he saw the poster had come to life and was looking with a face
which John thought was a mix of shock and disgust. However, the disgust seemed fake. John, being a rational person, thought this was still part of the dream, so he decided to play along a bit just to amuse his sleeping hours.
What's wrong? Didn't like my kiss?
said John, taking his leg and rubbing the other's groin area, which made the other one start, but calmed to let the leg continue.
What?
John could see in the other's eyes that he enjoyed it, but after a quick realization, the figure stood up, giving a mean snarl.
You like being a fag, do ya? Huh?
John, feeling kinky and liking the mix of horror and queer in his fantasies, said lustfully,
You know it. So how's about you get over here and scare my undies off me?
The figure widened his eyes in surprise. John knew he hit the right nerve because there was some consideration in the other's eyes. Rubbing his own upper thighs, John moaned.
I like guys who are a bit on the supernatural side. Who'd be serial killers, monsters, demons, or guys like you?
That's better.
John said, licking his lips and standing up and walking over to the figure. Placing his fingers on the other's burned skin, he felt the bits of dried pus and the smell of scorched flesh, which oddly enough strained his underwear. Clamping his legs around the other's somewhat weakening legs, he rested his head on the other's shoulders and started kissing the other's neck. The other one never experienced a victim like this before. Always open to such delights in life. There was little harm in indulging now. After all, he plays both sides of the line, so no wanting to cut up this one. He flung his glove aside and lifted the other's leg in a firm grip. Then with the other hand, he placed his fingers in John's mouth. He engulfed the fingers in his... He engulfed the fingers in his mouth, sucking on their iron-like taste, tasting the bits of flesh that have burned over, and guessing from how he was working his tongue, he might have let some bodily fluids leak from some scaring. But he didn't care. He savored the taste. Since it really didn't taste bad, it was like liquefied almonds.
Liquefied almonds.
The figure, tilting his head back to let his hat fall from his head, looked the other in his blissful eyes.
Boy, I go myself a keeper here. I never had someone who'd take delight in sucking on my rotting parts before. I bet you'd suck something else, hmm?
said the figure with desire in his eyes. John, at this point, who liked the situation, decided he wanted to suck some cock. So he said casually,
You mean... Sure, just strip down and we'll hit the bed.
What's going on with Travis, man?
I don't know.
Travis... You're transforming again. You sound like T-Pain. Do that line again.
Mic check. 1, 2. Travis? Hello?
Dude, I'm not reading this diatribe. Are you kidding me? he was doing so good, too.
What?
We can't just do sexy story time with two people, can we?
No! Napier in the chat, I'm so scared I'm leaking pre-cum all over his back.
there's a problem with this call. Hold on while we try to call back.
This is Travis's big monologue. He can't miss this. Travis!
Oh, this is not going well, is it?
This isn't going well at all. What's going on, goddammit?
I don't know. You tell me. It's all fucked up.
Alright, so can you do your last line again, please?
You mean you cock? Sure. Just strip down and we'll hit the bed.
That caused the other to drop John's legs and retract the other's fingers from his mouth.
What the fuck are you doing? You messing with me, kid?
Now Travis is gone again.
Oh, good lord. All right, well.
Drunk, I'm not going to lose my shit. I'm not. I'm perfectly calm. I'm perfectly calm, drunk.
So in the meantime, why don't we look at these flat drunk pictures? That'd be awesome.
You want to pick a front runner for the...
Yeah, I mean, I don't have Facebook, so I mean, I can't see most of the ones. There's only three posted on Twitter, so...
Well, okay. We have a couple of entries. I haven't put the latest one up yet.
Sure, sure, sure.
But there are some entries in the Flat Drunk contest. You know what? I mean, people probably got big, huge boners right now, and we're totally fucking it up. There's you in the nation's capital.
I like that one, yeah.
There's you in a pocket. Oh, Skype is asking for feedback on their call quality.
We're just going to go ahead and give you one star.
There is you in a pocket. There is Flat Drunk at a Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. There's you at a Guitar Center. There's you on an elevator. And there's you between a pair of boobies.
Nice. Front runner.
So, I mean, what do you think? What do you think at this point?
I think the call ended unexpectedly. Parentheses dropped.
You're filling out a feedback form. You sent the feedback.
Fuck yeah, I sent the feedback.
Oh, they're gonna fucking flip out over there. They're gonna be like, holy shit, did you see? We got feedback from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, guys. Napier's offering to come over Wednesday and re-record this. Because it went so well the first time.
Wednesday's a bad day for me. It would have to be Thursday.
Yeah, we should definitely redo it, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Because it's...
So what else did we have on the agenda today? It was a big day. Wasn't there another one, another thing?
Well, yeah, pretty soon we're going to talk to the fellas from the Chris Brake Show.
Are we going to be able to connect with them?
Probably not.
Are we connected?
Not looking good, drunk.
Can people hear me right now?
I think so. But I mean, as far as, you know, all this...
I'm freaking out, man. It's just me and you. We're down to two. The ship is sinking.
I know, drunk. Me and you probably shouldn't podcast together. I'm just throwing it out there. You and I probably aren't going to be a great team. I just don't see the Mike and Drunk Show getting us far.
Yeah.
I don't see it going well.
I think you guys are going to do really well when my internet connection drops out. I think your new show is going to be pretty sweet.
Travis, what's going on?
I don't know. It looked like everything was good. The call dropped out. I tried to call back. You guys didn't answer, so I assumed my connection was shit. I went upstairs. My wife's on the couch with her laptop. Everything's working fine up there. I
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me, drunk?
Well, we can repeat what people are saying in the chat.
You want to just read the chat? What a fucking nightmare. Holy shit.
Oh my god, look how many people dropped out of the chat.
Do you fucking blame them, drunk?
It's me.
If I wasn't on this show, I would have left. Oh my god.
That's great.
Holy shit. Travis,
He's in chat. He's there. It says
I don't know. There. Should I bother talking?
Do your monologue, Travis.
Yeah, at least get the big part knocked out.
Why? Can you actually hear me?
Yeah, right now I can.
Okay, let's do this quick. Wait, what?
Actually, it's Mike's turn to read. I'll do my line. What the fuck are you doing? You messing with me, kid?
Are we really going to try to go back to this?
Should we not?
I blame fucking Napier for not showing up.
It's really Napier's fault.
Alright, I'm down with not doing this.
John began, "Don't misunderstand me." Oh, no, that...
Wait, what?
There wasn't quotation marks there. Travis, just do your monologue.
Okay.
That's the important part.
You set the monologue up. It was John looking embarrassed, right?
John, looking a bit embarrassed, decided it was best to be honest, and since this was a dream, he might as well admit to something he never told another living soul.
I...
John said, trying to get the words out.
I have a curtain feeling for all men. I don't know why, but I find something in each one that makes them something I want to be with. I admit... Others I desire more than some, but I love. That is, I love all men. I see something about them that makes desirable. Even in my dad, I see his strong arms. And even when he touches me, I am happy. Because I know those strong arms are holding me down. Then, with someone like you, I desire those eyes. They may be foreboding at first, but they... Seek me out, they call to me, and your glove, although lethal, I can see an artistic flair in them. The sweater you wear lets me know that you're festive. And I can have... and I can have nice holidays... And I can have nice holidays with you by a warm fur. Oh, sorry, but I would like it if we were to get that far. Because no matter what my instincts say, or you, or my life, I have something in me. It's strong than those things it tells me. It tells me, this one is meant for you. Don't let him go, and I beg you now. I want a chance to be with you. I don't care what it means. My life is worth nothing, so please let me love you.
I don't want to do the rest.
I don't either. I didn't want to do that.
That's fine.
It's funny. I mean, they have gay sex and, like, you know, his rotting whatever. You know, whatever, it's great, but I mean, for fuck's sake.
And there's plenty of bad grammar, which is awesome.
We totally killed this bit. I think
the bit ever, like, this can't be the last one. We gotta come back stronger next time.
I think we killed the bit. I think the bit is dead.
We killed tonight's bit, not future.
No,
Napier story time.
Killed the bit. Right?
We can blame this whole thing on Napier. Can't
absolutely,
we?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think I was going to be solid. We were going to have a great show. And I think
next month we should have a Pocahontas and John Smith fan fiction.
She was like 13 years old.
That's perfect. Even better.
Oh, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I'm embarrassed.
They expect more from us, Mike.
That was horrible. What a nightmare. What a goddamn nightmare.
Street.
So,
I guess,
see you now, faggots.
Well, we still gotta talk to Chris Brake.
I added him a little bit ago, but should I call him?
Yeah, add them. Because the reason that I want our longtime listeners that, you know, we're listening all the way back in May. If you remember, back in May, we booked a guest. And
I don't even remember.
I was really excited to talk to this guy. The guy was making a movie about people in other countries that that do the voice of George Clooney when George Clooney movies go around the world.
Yeah.
So it's like you know, the Japanese George Clooney and the European George Clooney and the Finnish George Clooney.
Swahili.
And so this guy was going around and interviewing all the George Clooneys all over the world.
Sure.
And so I don't remember how it came up, but John from the Chris Brake Show was asking a question about you know, if what they do when a guest backs out at the last minute. And I chimed in with this guy, because this guy broke my goddamn heart.
Yeah.
And I said, well, when that guy canceled on me, I just did the whole show talking about what I would have asked him if he had not. And the reason he didn't do the show is because we're called the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Oh, absolutely.
He saw that we're called the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I'm not doing this fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow in that conversation, Chris and John from the Chris Brake Show, are you guys on the line?
Is Travis on the line?
Is anybody there? Nobody.
Yes.
Nobody's there.
Am I here?
We're all alone, drunk.
It's just me and you. What Mike? Are we gonna do?
We're all alone, Mike! Drunk.
Mike.
Travis.
Am I here?
Travis, you're there.
I feel like I'm in some sort of weird parallel world where nobody can hear me.
Come back, Travis.
I think I'm here.
Get closer to the microphone. Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Chris Brake aren't they here?
Their thing is coming up.
It's like they're here, but they're not here.
I'm looking at the Chris Brake thing on Skype. God damn
it! It's a gal, and it's Chris Brake, and it's John. I see them.
I also see them.
This is a fucking nightmare.
So anyway,
please submit some plaid drunks if you're going to do anything. I got a box of stuff. I wanted to give it to you, you know.
So anyway, I'm telling this story about the guy that, and I mean, like, it was last minute. Dude sends me an email. I was like, oh, I can't do it. And I said, oh, well, would you like to reschedule, like, you know, later on this week? And he goes, no, I'm busy forever.
He said that to you?
Well, I mean, no, but yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he said it, but he didn't really say it. I'm telling this story to the Chris Brake fellas who were asking about it, because the Chris Brake fellas, they ask questions, and I like them. They're engaging. They are into this podcast thing. We just do it.
Right.
We don't really know why, but they seem to like be in it for the long haul. They seem to have their shit together. They seem to like, you know, be go-getters in the podcasting world.
I would say at this point, even if this was the very last show, we were kind of in it for the long haul, weren't we?
5 years is a pretty good run
It's for a podcast.
Most of the shows in your Drunks Podcast Smackdown Challenge are gone.
Yes.
They aren't even shows anymore.
Mine didn't even get into the Drunk Smackdown Podcast Challenge.
And it's already gone.
I know. Your show came and went
like you just made it so long, man.
What?
The Podcast Challenge. Did it really have to be fucking 32? Couldn't have been like 8?
Hey! I just don't understand why we're not currently talking to the Chris Brake Show. Is there anything that could go wrong?
More things that could go wrong, you mean?
I just feel like everything has gone wrong.
I don't think I'm kind of ready for some McDonald's.
I don't know what the problem is. I don't understand. We were doing great. We were having a chit-chat. We decided to get into that Napier's sexy story time for the ladies. Oh, wait. Here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Hello?
Guys, I'm canceling the show. This show didn't happen, actually. We had a
But the Chris break, they called us.
Travis, we had a last-minute emergency. The show never happened.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. So I'm sorry, podcast listeners. I'm sorry, live listeners, but we couldn't do a show this week.
The live listeners are in for a treat because that's all the only people that will ever hear this monstrosity.
No, oops. No, no. See, when they come into Radio FUBAR, they agree to help me with my lives.
Ooh, Chris Brake is calling.
Again?
Yeah, he's calling us, Travis.
Hello? Caller? Are you there? Maybe they're listening and they just know the shtick. That's got to be it, right?
Okay, so, anyway. The story I'm trying to tell is I'm telling these Chris Brake fellas, hey, this happened, and, you know, the guy hurt my feelings, right? And they said, oh, we'll book that fucking guy. Send the guy a message and say, hey, we want to talk to you about your project.
Yep.
Dude's like, fuck yeah, I'll talk to you, Chris Brake Show. You sound innocent enough.
You're on Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
What could possibly go wrong? They're still not there. I mean, at this point, I've told the whole damn story, you know?
Right.
So eventually when we get a hold of the Chris Brake Show, I'm going to say, yeah, I just told the story. And they say, like, cool, tune in Thursday. That's what I'm getting at. I wanted to say, you know what it is? It's the Ouija board.
It is the Ouija board.
I fucking told you guys. Watch the Tawny Katane movie. Don't fuck around with
Travis,
you
were right.
I know.
I'm putting this back in the box.
The Ouija board ruined our podcast.
I told you at the top of the show, don't fuck around with that juju.
Travis, I can hear you, right?
Yeah.
And I can see the Chris Brake guys.
I see the Chris Brake guys also.
So if I can hear you, and they can hear me, and they can hear you.
Yes, yes.
Then it's their fault.
Why can't we hear them? Are they not speaking into microphones?
It has to be their fault. And it's Napier's fault that the story was fucked up, and everything else we blame on the Ouija board.
And also J-Squarehead.
And J-Squarehead. 309-740-1430, fellas. Do that again slow. 309-740-1430.
It's at the top of the chat, by the way.
It's not at the top of the chat.
It used to be.
By the way, doesn't matter anymore because this episode is never going to exist anymore.
Never.
I think it's great and you should play it for
No, drunk. Here. This didn't happen.
This is some of this our is, A++++ material.
This isn't even one of those episodes that when we're done, I would grade. This is an incomplete. You know what I mean? You can't even grade an A through F. This is just an incomplete, you didn't do your homework, try again.
See, the only thing is, I liked the Zom rom-com, though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So then we can give it an S for satisfactory?
So, I can just put that in and nothing.
Just make it a 3-minute episode where it's just the Zom rom-com.
What?
Chris Brake?
Oh, see you in hell, faggots.
Drunk's checking out.
I don't get it.
What is happening here?
It's the Ouija board, Drunk.
I need
burn
to
that fucking thing.
Spooky month goes out with a whimper.
With a bang.
I was so confident
that tonight was going to be a good one.
It was.
I was so confident.
I give this one at least a 96%.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Let's record a podcast tomorrow.
and say it was this?
Yes, release it as this episode.
Oh. 309-740-1430.
That and that bang that Spooky Month went out with was the gunshot to my forehead. Terrible.
I think this is a great show.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you're here and Napier's not?
You know what I...
You probably has something to do with it.
I think from now on, when... guys, the Chris Break Show...
is awesome.
Great show.
Listen to them.
They've become a show that I enjoy.
They're very engaging.
I listen to them regularly. I don't catch them on Thursday because it's Mahaki night, but I do catch them on the podcast. Good show. Nice guys. They interview people. And this week, they're going to interview the guy that I was excited to interview in May.
Dix.
That's what I wanted them to
And they did
on.
It for you. Specifically for they had z well, I'm not gonna say anything about that, but they did it for you in
Don't
honor
say
of...
anything on social media. I think they're trying to kinda keep it on the down low as to not tip him off and have him cancel on them at the last minute. But tune in and listen to their interview with that guy because I think that's an interesting project. And you know what? Don't blame the guy. I wouldn't talk to me either.
Yeah.
And by the way, Chris Break, they had Coolio on.
They did.
They've had Coolio.
And they had fucking Andrew WK. They've had some good guests. Speaking of good guests, our guest last week put something on Facebook, and our episode like kind of went through the roof.
I love those guests.
Yeah. And so we got a lot of downloads.
Was that the Flock of Seagulls one?
Steven Seagulls. Make sure.
Yeah, so thank you to them.
Yeah, and keep your ears open for their album, right, Mike?
Yeah,
when is that coming out?
We got a big push from the Steven Seagulls crowd, and it's all going away now.
Correct.
Because anyone who comes back for a second episode will hear this, drunk. They'll hear this, drunk.
So do you think the Chris Break Show is going to roast that guy?
No, I would hope not.
I hope he does, like, at the end.
I don't
ask
no,
all the questions
and
then roast
I don't want him to shit on the guy's, like, 70 years old. Like I said, I don't blame the guy. I wouldn't talk to me either. But, I guess we'll have to fucking talk to them guys some other time. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if it's on our end or on their end. But they kept calling, and we kept not being able to hear him. So, but, yeah, sorry. We'll try better next week.
I'm sorry, guys. I still want those hashtag flat drunks.
Yeah, hashtag flat drunk. You have a couple of days left, and then we'll announce a winner. If this goes well, we'll do another one sometime soon.
Christmas
yeah,
box?
You know what? We're going to have another fun month coming up, too. Maybe we should do like a podcaster month, where like each week we have like a guest.
That was insane.
Check.
Okay, so did you figure out what the problem was?
It's the end of the show.
We did figure it out. It was a faulty input.
Yeah, the same input we've been using for every show is it's now out.
Drunk, you remember that time that Chris Break
calling,
ruined
guys.
Our
we
show?
Wrapped up.
Are you guys over with 10:30 or 11?
Yeah, whenever we decide. We're like Ricky Smiley.
We end when we want to be done, which was about an hour ago.
Thanks for having us on, guys.
Oh, that was horrible.
So, guys, I told the whole story already. So really, all you have to do is say, yeah, all that's true.
Yeah, that's all true. I just want to do some identification here. This is John, and then... Chris is also here.
I'm so confused. So is this show over or is it still going on right now?
It's going, guys.
It's been over for about 2 weeks, I think.
Has it ever been a thing? Well, now that we've gotten all that out of the way.
Set up, man. That's crazy that the guy didn't want to do your show. Is that 100% the reason because of the name?
He didn't come right out and say it, but I had right. a firm commitment of a time for him. We were all coming over, and then like soon after we exchanged Skype credentials, he suddenly then became busy forever.
Right.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I'm busy today, I can't do it. And I said, oh, okay, would you like to reschedule? And he said, nope, I'm busy always now.
Yeah, I didn't want to jinx it. He added us on Skype, but I did not accept the contact request because I didn't want to jinx it, because that's what happened to you guys. Although it doesn't say there's no dicks in our name.
Well, he's now going to probably see like your recent contacts, and it's going to be Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks / Radio Fubar, and now you're fucked.
Do that? I hope it doesn't do that.
Well, okay. See, the thing is, though, you guys don't have a threatening name. I would right, talk right, to right. the Chris Break Show. What are they going to do? And I think that a big part of it is that I'm not upfront with people because I don't like our name.
You kind of hide it.
You have to sell the dick.
I don't tell people they're going on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I tell people they're going on Radio Fubar.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And well, so what's with that's the tank, he probably thinks I'm being a deceiving shitbag. And that I'm going to ambush him. So that's probably something fucked up with me.
Right.
Yeah, we have no intention of ambushing the guy, but near the end, we would like to find out why exactly he canceled on the dicks.
Yeah.
That will be a question.
I would love to hear the answer to that. I'm sure it was because, come on, would you talk to them? And I guess the answer would be yes, I talked to them.
Well, I honestly don't even know what to do with this guy anymore because you were the one who, you know, we're like, let's book in, we'll get Mike on, this will be great, and then you're not even going to be on. So now we got to deal with this mess. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
That's the only reason we even tried to get guy on the show. We're like, hey, we'll send him an email, and maybe he'll come on our show, and then you'll have to come on our show and ask him your questions, you know. And so he actually said
yes. It's an interesting project. Did you guys watch the trailer for the project? It's
yeah, but the movie's probably been in production for years. Yeah. Like, I don't even know if it's going to come out. You said the guy was like 70 years old, so
he's an older fella. Right. Yeah, it seemed like I had a ton of questions for the guy, none of which I remember now.
That would be pretty helpful.
But when I watched the trailer for it, I was like, this is interesting.
Can you go and watch it again, and then maybe give us some questions? We're trying to do a service to you here, but if you know, you said you weren't able to be on the episode, Mike, because you're playing hockey. Is that right?
Yeah. Thursday is my hockey night. I usually catch you guys on download. I usually can't.
So, I mean, we see where the priorities are. It's not with Radio Fubar. It's with the hockey.
It's not with Mr. Moriano.
Mike, isn't your all your? Don't you keep all your notes in your note Bible? You probably could,
no. I
like,
throw them away after
that.
The show. I mean, you know. The episode
gotta go digital, man.
The episode after the guy canceled on us. It was I have it actually up. It was episode 133. So that was a while ago. The whole episode is about what
okay,
I would have
so
asked.
Back
the guy.
And listen
so
to
I
that.
Guess I'm not saying, hey guys, go back and listen to my 6 month old show. I could go back and listen to it.
But
and
no,
I'll
really,
write down
if
all
every
the stuff.
Oh, if everybody could go back and download episode 133, that'd be great.
I didn't remember any questions in there.
What episode number is it?
133.
It's WFOD 133.
It's Japanese Clooney and the Privacy Chamber.
Yeah, this guy's not
too, but I didn't listen to it for that reason. This guy's not Japanese. This guy is not one of the Cloonies, I don't think.
No,
I think the guy
he talks to a Japanese Clooney and like a
right, yeah.
A Finnish Clooney and a German Clooney. He talks to all the Cloonies.
Doesn't he talk to? He talks to Jeff Clooney too. I think.
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
A relative.
I think it's his second removed cousin, but he's
no
doing
Travis
Spanish stuff.
He talks to the people who does George Clooney's voice in other countries. So
and
when
I think
they
Jeff
dub
Clooney
the movie
is one of them.
In Japanese, there's one guy that always does the voice of George Clooney. So his work depends on what George Clooney does. So like George Clooney makes Gravity, he's like, fuck yeah, I get to go to the recording studio and do this.
Ohio Gazayam, Osayam in space!
That is his job. His job is based on what George Clooney does.
So
because
his job
he is
would
the
be,
voice of Japanese George Clooney.
His job would be propelled forward if George Clooney was in a Godzilla movie.
Oh man, that would be his wet dream.
So like, I guess as a star gets bigger or smaller, also, so does his voice actor.
Right. George Clooney's pretty big, though, man. These people are probably cleaning up.
I didn't think they did it that way. Like, that sounds insane to me.
Yeah.
It's one guy that
does
it all.
It's one guy always. Yeah. And that's interesting, right, Chris?
Yeah, it is. It's real interesting. And those guys seem to take a lot of pride in it, too. Yeah,
right. Like, and it's, you know, like,
they feel,
it's
like they are George Clooney.
Yeah. You have to wonder if those guys can, like, hold out for more money because, like, they are the trusted voice of George Clooney. Like, can they be like, no, fuck you, I make more now.
Well, you know, because I'm curious because it made it sound, because the people he talked to, it wasn't the fans, it were the actual Clooney voice guys. So maybe these guys just have giant egos and nobody actually gives a shit about them. Yeah. And they're deluded, or, you know, delusional. I mean, like, maybe they just don't know what the hell's going on, but they're like, I'm George Clooney. And they walk around thinking that, living in a fantasy world, when really the fans don't even care or notice. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, like, you know, they order at a drive-through window, and they're like, you know what? You sound just like George Clooney.
Finish George Clooney.
Was that a scene from the trailer? I missed that one.
No, I'm.
Where did you first hear about this movie, Mike?
I don't remember. I think it was on Kickstarter or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if this guy's actually going to get the movie done.
Yeah, we asked for a screener, and he said, no, it's not. It's still being edited. And so that's pretty. That was a long time ago that you guys were going to have him on, right?
We were talking to him in March, and he was asking for a little more money on Kickstarter to finish a couple extra scenes.
This movie's
never going to be done ever, I don't think.
It sounds like that Superman Lives guy who started a Kickstarter, got all the money, started another Kickstarter to get more of the money, and there's still no trailer.
Oh, wow, that sounds illegal.
I think you're allowed to do that. I think the rules are that's okay.
You can do whatever you want to with it.
Yeah, Kickstarter doesn't, they don't enforce that.
Yeah, you call the internet police.
You ask for money and people give it to you, you're golden.
It could be like a class action lawsuit. I would participate in that.
Well, you gotta donate first.
I gave this guy $5. So what do you get? Like, you get like $1. Tim Burton Superman movie. And there's like no shitty Tim Burton Superman movie.
If you ever notice any sketchy, I don't think this is going to get completed Kickstarters. Send them our way.
But then you got the shitty Kickstarters with the potato salad and that sort of crap, you know?
Potato salad.
Yeah, some guy made a big Kickstarter campaign to make, I don't know, a perfect potato salad. And I don't know.
We talked about one a couple weeks ago. A guy's going to take the movie The Waterboy, and they're going to edit out all of the waters and change it to milk and make the Milk Boy.
That's insane.
They asked for $60, and it was up to like $130 last I looked. There's actually people who paid this guy to take the word water out of the water.
Well, that potato salad recipe, I think that didn't that get close to a million? Like, that got some insane amount.
Yeah,
it was like $100,000.
$100,000? That's close enough.
Yeah.
Just imagine the dad of the guy who's making Kickstarter campaigns to edit out the word water from The Waterboy. Just imagine
my
his
boy.
Dad saying, this is what you're doing with your life,
that's
son.
That's my boy. Nice job.
You came out of my balls. I raised you. I fed you. And you're sitting in my basement editing out the word water from The Waterboy.
Yeah, but that sounds like money for nothing. You know, like, it sounds like a good deal. I mean, yeah. I kind of wish I had that idea, although $60 doesn't sound very lucrative.
No, that's not near enough.
He should have changed it to something besides Waterboy. I think. He should have ran with it. Milk Boy, what's that?
He should charge people money to put their names in movies.
Ooh.
Yeah, like make it Sriracha Boy.
Yeah, Sriracha Boy, that's a big thing that's happening now.
Oh, like Frank's Sriracha. Red Hot. Frank's Red Hot Boy.
Frank's Red Hot Boy.
Get that sponsorship.
Boston Baked Beans.
Hey, Frank's Red Hot Boy. Well, this was great.
Delightful. Sorry, I was drinking beer.
If only the rest of the show could have been like this last handful of minutes.
Yeah, guys, just come back next week and do our show for us. Obviously, we can't handle it.
Now, what's the chances of talking you into, you know, maybe catching the tail end of this interview? Like, could you cut out of hockey early or leave late or something? Or
we don't have the game. New session starts Thursday, so we don't have the game time. They'll give it to us on Tuesday or something, so I'll let you know.
That's,
Mike, are you goalie? Or are you on the ice?
No, I'm the goalie.
So you could actually you could have your phone while you're defending that goal.
Oh,
nice. That would probably be a bad idea.
It probably would be, but that's be a reason why you had to get off the phone, you know.
Now, is there any way to pump it in through the PA system? We've done stranger things before.
I'm sure there's a way.
Our podcast has been pumped in PAs before.
Really? That would be a pretty good gimmick, you know?
Yeah, we did a show. It's called Phones Anonymous, and Dale J. Gordon took us on stage with him, and he wanted us just to be like the peanut gallery or the chuckle. I don't know. He wanted us to laugh. That was the whole joke. But he plugged his phone into the machine. I have no idea, but we came out of the PA system.
He plugged it into the soundboard or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, it's not that hard.
Guys, how long have you been doing this?
I think we just hit the 1 year mark.
Jesus, 1 year. You guys, you still have like this drive. Your soul hasn't been crushed.
It's amazing. Guerrilla marketing.
Yeah,
ideas.
It's so nice to see you guys like out there like trying
and happy and looking at ways you can be popular and cool and get more people to listen. That is exciting, isn't it?
You guys sound like you've been beat down by the podcast.
Yeah.
January will mark 5 years, Chris. And
wow.
And it's just so goddamn depressing how little we've accomplished.
You guys have other jobs and stuff, right? So you can't really devote a full like 40 hours a week to the show, right?
Yes, correct.
Oh, well, there you go.
John puts a lot of time into the show.
Yeah, we both do, you know.
Drunk doesn't even put an hour a week.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like he's putting much into the show when I listen. Like, I forget that he's there. And when he does talk, but then there's the only time I really notice is when he's not there because you guys complain about him not being there.
Yeah, what the hell is drunk? Drunk needs to be here.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. We do so much bitching about drunk not being here, but what's really the fucking difference?
Man, you just enlightened them right now. The wheels are spinning.
Opened my eyes. I can learn so much from you guys.
One other suggestion I had. I haven't been to share with you.
Suggestions.
Oh, well, no, I'd just like to hear your voice louder, Mike.
Oh, you think I need to be turned up louder?
Yeah.
That's a good idea, too, actually.
I believe your other
words
were...
We need to turn everyone else down.
I believe you said Mike needs to be up louder or he needs to turn that other asshole down. I believe is what you said.
Turn everybody else down and turn
me up.
No,
that's absolutely been mentioned before, Mike. They've all said turn Travis down as low as you can get him and talk louder.
I thought it was Napier.
Is Travis Napier?
Who's the guy that's just really loud all the time in the mic like that?
That's Mike Napier, yes.
Yeah, Napier. I thought he was the host of the show, you know. I thought that was Mike at first because we talked to Mike, you know.
I like that guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a good guy, but, you know, it's just super loud. And then the host of the show, which I imagine is Mike, if that's not true, tell me, but he's super low, so. There you go. That's probably something I should have mentioned to you off the air.
You're going into their house and causing problems, John.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Tell us how much we suck.
I'm liking the Catrice.
Yeah. What else you got? Yeah. Let's just get it all out.
It's like report card time.
You know what? This should be November. Each week in November, someone should call in and like give us notes about all the things that we should change.
All right.
Notes-vember.
So that means
it's Notes-vember. That's genius.
So I'm going
to
be fired by December.
Anybody that wants to call us can tell us how we're doing it wrong.
I've tried to fire you, drunk. You just keep coming.
I know.
Do you remember that time I tried to fire you?
No.
And then you turned it all around and made me want to fire myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great Q&A that you did. That's how the whole thing got brought up. Yeah, because you were, who was it? Paul Culligan.
Q&A. From the podcast. Yeah, there was a famous podcaster who was doing a Q&A on YouTube.
Yeah, I like your guys' attitude too. Like when I posted it in the group, you guys are like, who the fuck is this guy? He didn't know shit about shit. You know, I like that. You know, I like that dissent. Whatever. I like that you're not just super trusting of it. But you guys also showed up, you know, because I get what you're saying.
See, like, then we did the opposite. We actually ended up getting on his show.
Yeah, and I suggest that you guys all do that too. Send him a little intro to his show, like say, hey, we're the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and you're listening to the podcast report.
But don't make it too commercially. He got mad at us because. And he actually kind of kind of gave us shit on the air after our introduction for him. He said, make it a little less. Yeah, he didn't like it, but he played it. You guys should do the same.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll do one for you.
Yeah, could you?
Just do one. Say you're us.
Yeah, because everything we do this week anyway is a fucking disaster. Yeah. So.
We put the Ouija board away, though, so...
And it's gotten much better since.
You've noticed the Transformer voice isn't here. Chris Brake was able to call in.
Yeah, how come we couldn't handle one Travis, and now we have two people, and it sounds fine?
Ouija board, I told you. Tony Katane at the top of the show.
Fucking...
I'll tell you this, it was our fault at the beginning. Yeah. Us not connecting. I don't know how that happened, but if it didn't happen today, it would have happened with Paul Mariano.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
I do want to tell you who's taking your place, though, Mike, if you don't come on the show.
Coolio?
Oh, no. Well, we could ask him. But no, the 40-ounce pimp.
The 40-ounce pimp is going to interview the Clooney gang?
Yeah, did you hear him on he interviewed Warren Rodwell,
yeah.
The guy that's kidnapped by Islamic terrorists for 15 months. We get 40-ounce on the phone. He said, I'll be polite. I just want to, you know, come on and listen. And like we talked to him for not even a minute, and as we're in the middle of interviewing Warren Rodwell, 40-ounce blurt out, who the fuck is this guy?
We told him to Google it. Warren said, Google my name. He goes, I'm not going to Google shit. I want you to tell me who you are right now.
He said, nah, I ain't got time to Google shit, man. I had to fight cops and drunk girlfriends just to get on this show today.
So we'll see how that goes. You guys should have him on your show sometime if you want.
He's great.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, when you get rid of drunk, you can bring in 40-ounce pimp.
There you go. Sounds
he's
like a winner to me, drunk. Man, they're already drunk. Getting your replacement.
Good Lord.
He's probably more available than drunk. I mean,
that's
or
true.
Have drunk and him
the
on at the same time. 40-ounce
pimp might be on time.
Oh, a drunk-off.
See who can be more haggard. Yeah, have him on at the same time.
Well, I mean, since you guys are poaching our interviews, I guess we need to get the 40-ounce
pimp. I think we need to one-up them and get the 50-ounce pimp.
There you go. Find him.
That would be, if you find that, we will definitely put him on with 40, and I bet you they would fight.
That would be amazing. Certified platinum.
Yeah. Getting certified gold.
Well, guys, this was a treat.
Thanks for having us on, man.
Absolute fucking treat. And I wish you good luck. I hope that guy doesn't break your heart the way he broke mine.
It's going to be on. If he gets two foobars in 1 year, he can't cancel two foobars in 1 year.
That's
he's gonna
right.
Get
then not up. Safe for water coolers will have to book.
Exactly.
That was an excellent idea. You know, we should just pass this guy around. Even if he does come on, after we get done interviewing him, then not safe for water coolers and then Lotus Cast. And
that would be great.
But
bring
you did give me a good idea for booking guests in the future. I'm just going to tell him that I'm the Chris Brake Show.
We could actually work with that. Well, thanks for having us on. I just want to say, anybody who's listening, please check out the Chris Brake Show at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, Thursday on Radio FUBAR.
You sound like you needed to have that written down.
I did.
I don't have it written down. I don't even know what famous Lotus Cast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right before the Lotus Cast. Thanks for having us on, you guys.
No problem. Thanks for
We appreciate
for
you.
And thanks for seeking revenge.
Yeah, we got you back.
There's not going to be any revenge, but I can't speak for what 40-ounce pimp might say or do.
Hey, guys. Before you leave, make sure you play the hashtag flat drunk game.
Okay, what is it?
You
got to
print them out. You got to go take. It's like the gnome. You take pictures of because drunk never leaves the house. He never goes anywhere. He never travels. They got him lined up to go fuck some whore, and he didn't even go.
Here we go.
The potential.
Right.
He didn't go. So
guys,
they just need. You know,
it was a huge contest. John, I'm telling you this story now. I know you probably have better shit to do than hear a story. Telling you the story anyway. Huge contest. Prize was go to Las Vegas and you have sex with AVN Hall of Fame porn star Sunset Thomas. Three-time Hall of Famer. Each hole is in the Hall of Fame.
How did you guys set that up?
Won the contest for drunk. It was a radio contest. It was the Rock and Comedy Show.
Nice.
Has a radio contest. Winner gets to go to Las Vegas and have a date with legendary...
No, you have a chance. You're one of three people to have a chance to win this date.
Legendary porn star Sunset Thomas.
Now, that's a wild contest.
This was after Unfit for FM may have accused her of having Down syndrome.
She's pretty forgiving.
Right, right. And she was angry, but she got over it. And she accepted it, and we won it for Drunk. Drunk didn't go. He just...
Well, why not?
He refused to go because he had to work, John. He had to work. That's when you ask for a vacation day. And if your boss says, no, you don't get a vacation day, you explain.
Yeah.
You don't understand, boss. She's in the Hall of Fame three times.
One for each hole.
Right. But he didn't go. So, we're just left with our dicks in our hands, and we have to explain to this poor guy who let us win this contest. Oh, no, sorry, dude. He can't come. He's got to work.
So what did they do? They give it to somebody else, or did you guys get to do it?
Yeah, I guess there was a fourth runner-up who got lucky.
Now, did you talk to these people? Because you need to get them on your show and see what could have happened had Drunk gone.
He was involved in the whole process. It was a whole thing. When I get focused every now and then,
now and again,
shit gets crazy. Doesn't happen too often, but when it does, like for instance, winning Drunk a date with a 50-year-old. Former pornographic film star.
yeah, and then the guy doesn't even go.
Yeah, and then he doesn't even go. That's why we need the 50-ounce pin.
It was a bad weekend for me, man.
That breaks my heart.
I mean, you don't have to go and have sex with her, but, you know, you at least go, even if someone, you know...
Well, I mean, it's not like free meal. Las Vegas is close.
Yeah, if you choose to have sex with her, you can do that if that's part of the deal or whatever. But I'm just saying, if he had a problem with having sex with her, he wouldn't have to do that. It's just like, why didn't you want to go?
If for anything for the show. I mean, I could have milked that content for months.
Days.
I wouldn't have had to
still milk it.
I would have been a good radio I'd still be talking too. About it a year later.
You are talking about it. He didn't even go.
That's true.
As a matter of fact, I think that gives you more to talk about.
True. All right.
But now you have the flat drunk contest.
Yeah, tell us about that real quick.
You print me up and put me where you want.
There's flat drunks all over the internet. You print them out, you cut them
I
out,
saw that.
And you put
on
them
the website.
On
Okay, yeah, well, no, we'll definitely do that.
You take some pictures of some drunks in some funny places.
I have enough different poses. You can choose a pose.
I saw the one of you, like, bending over, shaking your booty or something. I wondered what, I was like, what the heck is this? Why is this uploaded to the website? Like, what are these guys doing? All
right,
in the chat room, we have, why do I keep hearing the Mario Dies sound? Sonic Blasphemy, to answer your question, the reason that you keep hearing the Mario Dies sound is because Drunk is unprofessional. And when he comes to do a show, he does not mute his phone.
That's usually I do. I
play Mario Brothers over there.
What?
Usually I do. I just forgot today.
Oh, that's too bad. All right, guys. Good talk.
All right. Good meeting you, Mike. Travis.
Have a good day.
Is Napier here? No?
No.
All right.
Thank you. Come again.
Did I miss anybody?
No.
Much love to you guys. Chris Briggs Show out.
All right, well, see you in hell, faggots.
Is Travis even still there? Did Travis fall asleep?
That was pathetic.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. We are live every Monday night, 9, 8 Central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend.
Mom, you won't fucking believe this. You know I've been sewing dead people together in my free time just for the fuck of it? Who and then you this? Called the cops?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? It fucking worked.
Oh, Mommy needs some dick. Can you bring him over here?
You're gonna get all the dicks that I can find in this goddamn county, you goddamn claptrap whore. It's alive!
I gotta get some Pall Malls. Give me a call back later.
Oh, eat a dick in hell, you old broad!
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it.